While I'm doing this, can you just tell me then how many members this affected?
Well, I don't have a number, quite honestly, because we don't really know. Some of it is legitimate, where people have, you know, tried three tries, and it's caused them to lock out, but we don't really have a number, Jeremy. There's definitely been a rash of it in the last, I'm going to say at least the last few days. So we had a lot of calls backed up from Friday, Saturday, which is why we're in today. We're in today trying to clear some of the messages.
So was there an attack on accounts? Is everybody's information safe? I mean, what can you tell me?
Let me explain. This is not a hacking. This is not that our system has been hacked. This is where, again, it's like different security pieces that are put on the members' profiles on the background of the online banking. So it's basically, it's just, it flags. If there's something that's registering where there's, you know, where maybe it's an unauthorized access attempt.
So specifically in my account, what is it?
Well, I don't know. Like, we don't know what the specifics is. All that I can see is that, you know, as you are encountering this lockout, it could be that there was a try to put in a pack code, which caused a fail. And then if there's something that appears to be like an unauthorized external attempt, then our system, it basically just shuts it down right away. It creates the lockout. Like, that's kind of the safety that we put in. It's kind of shuts it down.
We
don't have any record of... Sorry?
Go ahead.
I was just saying, like, we don't have background to know what this external piece is, because it's not had any success. Let's say that. There's not been any successful access.
It seems concerning, though, that so many people, and I've seen them, you know, even tweeting you guys, have been going through this. So, like, what can the credit union do to put us at ease? Like, none of us are very happy right now.
You know what, for sure. And I mean, there's different things as we're speaking to our members, we're definitely talking about making sure to create as strong of a password as possible. The other piece that we're re-mentioning is the alerts. That's a really important thing to register for, different alerts that are available, because that's an added security feature that you can register under on your online banking.
But if these members that I've been hearing from are saying that they haven't done it, and nor have I, what is that going to do for me, though?
It's notification. So, you know, for example,
But notifications aside, I'm still going to get locked out, though, Susan, right? I could be notified till, you know, all day, 24 hours a day, but my account would still get locked out, or no?
Well, it will, yeah. Here's the difference. I mean, it's not necessarily going to create a different outcome, but it's going to create a notification to you when, you know, for example, you get an alert that says your pack has been changed, and you know you've not done that. Like, it's just an added piece to let you know if something untoward is happening.
I guess I sort of get that when I try to log in anyway, though, right?
Well, in this case, I mean, in some of the situations, it's the member that's caused the lockout. Yours is not, but you're right. That's kind of your indicator to say that something's wrong.
If you were to guess for me, what percentage of your calls today have been about this? Same lockout.
Oh, I would say, 90%, for sure.
Is that higher than normal?
Well, we're never here on a Sunday, Jeremy. This is an anomaly. Like, this is something that's spilling over, right, from the end of the week yesterday. So we just, because what happens, of course, we have a lot of people that leave messages. So if we don't get to them by our end of shift on Saturday, right, then it all happens on Monday. So we're here just trying to help and assist as much as possible. There's been a lot. There's definitely been a lot of calls on this.
But more than any normal day, though. Sunday aside, it's way more than normal.
Yeah.
So, again, doesn't this seem like there's something up? Like, to me, that's a trend then at that point? That's not a coincidence.
Well, what could be up is that this is a new fraud attempt. Like, that's the thing, right? Like, we don't know the source. We just know that this feature that we've added, like, as you know, as a financial institution, we're constantly trying to update and add updated features and security enhancements, and this one's being activated.
So this has been happening since at least Thursday, as far as I know. So you're saying the credit union now, Sunday afternoon, doesn't know if there's an attack?
Because there's not been anything successfully attempted.
Okay. But the credit union is aware of an attack, then, you're saying?
Well,
it's not successful.
I mean... Yeah.
Well, that's what you're telling me. So you're confirming the credit union has been attacked, maybe just not successfully.
No, we haven't. That's the difference. So it's not the credit union. It's just the individual members, their online profile is trying to be accessed. Like, we've not been hacked.
But that's what I'm saying. There's an attempt, though, is what you're saying.
Okay, fair enough. There is some attempt. There definitely has been some attempt to access the account. That is true.
What's being done, aside from having us all call in?
Yeah. So we've put that security feature in place, mm-hmm. which is what's caused the inconvenience to lock you out, because we've stopped any unauthorized access.
Sure.
Right? And then, you know, again, it's awareness, it's heightening the awareness about the different security things that can be put in place. There was no successful access, clearly, but that's what we're trying to do. We're just adding more and more. But this particular latest enhanced security feature, it basically accomplished what it was supposed to. It stopped any external access for getting to your account.
Have you been given any talking points about the situation? Like, because obviously the credit union knows that something is up. Have they given you guidance? Like, what's the actual message from the credit union to members?
You know what? I don't have the particulars of that, Jeremy. I mean, it's...
Have they told you anything?
Have they told you anything?
Or have they just said, come in on Sunday because it's busy? Like...
So that's what I mean, Monday morning is around the corner. I can certainly have a management team contact you back. Maybe they can more specifically address those questions. I don't know. I know what I've been told, and that's what I'm telling you. But I know, I get a sense you want more. You want more in-depth information.
Yeah. No, that I appreciate you sharing what you have.
Yeah.
Well, no, as long as I've got my account open, then I'm good to go.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much for your help, Susan. Appreciate it.
Of course. You're welcome. Okay. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Bye now.